This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Must be free again. Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Here's all the patriots standing up for humanity worldwide. Whether they be Japanese, Chinese, Russian, American, Mexican, it doesn't matter. We're all in this together, and I salute you. Whether you're Nigerian or Palestinian, doesn't matter. The truth is the globalists are dehumanizing us. They're jacking our food and water supply. They're trying to destroy the family. They think that we're stupid, but as soon as we start taking action, we learn to develop those psychological and cultural muscles to throw off the enemy. Anthony Gucciardi, break down the sustained massive attack, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, in history, according to the top internet company we have employed. Let's get his mic on. Yeah, sorry, your mic's shorted out.
Yeah, absolutely. They're totally overblown back here doing much stuff. But, no, it's crazy. What's crazy is that apparently it's one of the most sophisticated attacks these groups have ever seen. They've worked with Visa, MasterCard, you name it. They've done massive DDoS attacks. They said this could get up to a terabyte a second. But it's not just the DDoS attacks. It's like a multi-pronged attack that's in multiple different ways and systems and looking at vulnerabilities and things. But you got to think about it, right? What are control freaks afraid of? They're afraid of losing control of their little fake perceived paradigm that they have control under. And they hate independent groups. They hate independent media. They hate anything that doesn't follow the chippering mouthpiece of the establishment system. And that means even if you don't agree with, you know, every independent group out there, I certainly don't. I don't agree with everything. But at least they're independent. At least they're getting funding from themselves or fans or something and not from the government and not from the corporations that would, of course, make them say the same things through their mouthpiece. So they're desperately afraid of groups that are independent. They're desperately afraid of people like you because there's actually no control. There's no control through your back end. They don't come in here and tell you what to say. So kind of like a loose cannon that could actually fire, you know, proverbially and intellectually at the target very, very frequently and just blasting things off. So they're desperately afraid, and that's why we see things like them trying to go after fake news. That's why they aren't letting us think for ourselves anymore. This is bad. This is scary. Just like China, where they say, yeah, China is doing a great job protecting against fake news and negative news. Yeah, they classify fake news as anything that's not along with the regime, that's not along with their view of reality, which they've so tightly controlled. And even then, it gets through. Even then, they burn CDs and DVDs, and everyone knows the truth over there. Okay, so it's all a big joke. But after they can't fight us intellectually and they say, you know, these people are just losers on the internet, as there's millions of fans, what are they going to do? They have to cut off the funding. You know, and I don't know the groups behind this at all. I'm not even going to speculate, but I will say when you have a major firm saying, okay, this is like a Visa/MasterCard attack with massive levels of sophistication, it doesn't even matter which group it is because there's already an above ground attack with the fake news, with trying to discredit everyone that wouldn't dare, you know, that would
dare
speak out
against. Well, Anthony, just to be specific, they said it's state-sponsored level, and this is what the communist Chinese do, and this is their speciality, and they've taken credit for the most recent ones, even the PC world, and we've been targeting China, and it appears to be coming from China.
Well, what I'm excited about is actually I spoke to one of the head guys over there, and they might want to come on the show and become public about everything. And they did say, I don't know who you made enemies with, but this is looks like state-sponsored. It looks serious. It's one of the biggest sophisticated, if not the biggest, most sophisticated attacks they've seen. So clearly, yes, you've made some enemies, and that's what happens when you're independent and you don't follow along with the establishment system that tells you what to do. That's just what's going to happen. And they picked, and they're smart, they picked the exact days that the funding is the most required. And you can see on screen there, that's what happens when you go to the store. They'd reroute you to Cloudflare, which is their backup system. That's also getting under attack. And even they said, this is the premier level of security we're offering, and it's still getting hurt. It's still getting blasted. And they're hitting the vein of all this, the lifeblood. They're attacking the store because they're smart.
That's right. You can always just simply write to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, and not let the globalists and their minions stop you. You notice Obama said we're going to hit back at Trump and the Russians and everybody in our way of choosing with cyber war. We know he works for the communist Chinese. Hillary is a Chinese agent, and top CIA people confirm that. So this is who they go through for plausible deniability. A lot of times Western governments will use a foreign asset, a foreign government's hitman, to kill somebody, too. So our best analysis is this is the globalists, the foundation through the Chinese.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got new audio. Bitter Hillary blames FBI Putin for election loss. Meanwhile, the Russians have reportedly lost hundreds and hundreds of troops, helicopter pilots, you name it, fighting globalist proxy armies funded by NATO and Saudi Arabia jihadists. And now the Russian ambassador shot dead in Turkey. When I was first seeing the headlines, I was seeing that they were shot dead. It broke so fast in Syria. This is the ambassador to Turkey. Assassin opens fire at photo exhibition. Turkish police officer, we die in Aleppo, you die here. Allah Akbar! Nothing to do with Islam, though. We'll probably actually hear Obama go, this is not Islam, this is not Islam. Russia calls this terrorist act. So that's from GrudgeReport.com. It's up on Infowars.com right now as well. We've already played the video. I'm not going to play it again. Graphic video, Russian ambassador to Turkey dead after assassination. They've been killing so many Russian ambassadors and the head of their intelligence agency in Syria that I just mentally conflated the two countries that border each other. Turkey has been at war for 5 years, unofficially, now officially, announced 2 weeks ago, with Syria, and is trying to overthrow it. Remember, the West started the war, sending jihadis in 5 years ago. When those forces got repulsed, Turkey opened its borders, allowed them in, and then sent them into Eastern and Western Europe. Truly incredible. But don't worry, Snopes, who George Soros funds, is now being put in charge of Facebook and others, and they say that it's not true that Hillary ever funded jihadis, even though congressional hearings admit it, top generals admit it, even though it's all public. Snopes says it's not true because they're God. So I've got a lot of news I want to go over on that front, but there are the Russians fighting the jihadis. And if you look at the image of the police officer, he's wearing a suit, he's wearing a black tie, he looks like he's a GQ model or something. Doesn't look like a jihadi, but see, the jihadis, when they're in amongst the enemy, they don't need to look like they're conformed. They can drink alcohol, do whatever. Because the way Islam's all practiced, it's all dual. Like, if you're gay, they execute you. But if you're just loving a child, if it's love having sex with them, it's okay. And notice, that's what NAMBLA says. They go, oh, we're not molesting five-year-olds. We're loving them. So that's the new level this has gotten to. I want to go over a ton of news now and a bunch of clips that I haven't gotten to yet. But before I go any further, if you just joined us, I never get up here and say, oh my gosh, we're under massive hack attack. We're having our sites blocked. We're having our shopping carts blocked during the most busy days of the year. This is terrible because we just, whatever the attack is, we learn from it. The companies learn from it. We've gotten better companies over the years and more sophisticated until we have undoubtedly one of the top three in the nation that works for everybody. I mean, you name it. They do the cybersecurity for MasterCard, Visa, Walmart, all of it. And so it's not a hack of the sites themselves. It's just a novel service, but using massive bot attacks, massive zombie computers where they infect your computer, they take control, they do it. It's just huge. And it just exponentially, logarithmically gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. As we put in things to countermand it, they only intensify. And so I've always been ready, and I've told you this was coming, to go low tech, Infowars.com/newsletter. We can get you the videos, the articles directly to your inbox to then spread to people if you're signed up with our email. It's pretty much impossible to stop that or close to it. We need you to spread the articles and videos and not just take them for granted. We need folks to call the toll-free number. Free shipping, I'm extending it throughout the week, up to 50% off on many of the products like colloidal silver, 30% off a lot of other products. We have a Christmas special that's 20% off, three of our best sellers. But I'm going to post some specials on the shopping cart, on the shopping online shopping center, Infowarsstore.com, and also our backup, which is store.infowars.com, that are regular price if you'd like to just support the operation. Because I really wanted to take the extra profit we make in the days leading up to Christmas, when we'll have 5 times, 6 times, 10 times the sales we do on a normal day, say in July, that's when we get the new crew members hired. That's when we buy more equipment. That's how we put funds in for any legal issues or whatever. That's how we operate this information warfare weapon system that uses the truth and openness and decency and good to overpower mountainous lies of colossal Goliath-level tyranny. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, those sites are up and down. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, I said I was going to get to this at the end of the hour, but I got behind. So remind me, crew, make a note, please. Need you guys to help the talk show host producing here. You're doing a great job, but I need some help here because I get a little scatterbrained. Remind me at the bottom of the hour to play the Georgia newscast. There's several where they've confirmed Homeland Security's hacking in and taking over the election. So they tried to steal the elections. The globalists did. They failed. This is big news. It's been out for a few weeks, but now it's being confirmed. So that's coming up. Now, let me go ahead and get into the other news. First, let me just read you these headlines. Electoral College, unloved but ever-present, set to anoint Trump. That's French news agency on Yahoo. Now, they're claiming Russian news came into the U.S. and influenced us about Trump. That's what they're calling the hacking. What about the French telling us he's the anointed one? It's the popular vote of the states, but then budgeted within the states, and it doesn't line up exactly with the popular vote. It gives the states a little bit extra room so they don't get dominated by more populous states. That's why it's there. It's another check and balance. You count out the illegals that voted, Trump really won the popular vote. Clearly. That doesn't matter. He's the anointed one. See, everything's he's anointed. No, Hillary was anointed. The people said no. Anointed by Soros. Electors under siege. Radical left trying to overthrow the election. Politico. And they're death threatening people. It's all admitted. In fact, let's cue up the first clip here in a moment of from CNN, even the Communist News Network, even the Clinton News Network, the Conformity News Network admits that the death threats are flowing. So they're set to make Trump official today. Creepy Podesta refuses to say election was fair and free, even though they said it was impossible for there to be fraud. That's out of the Hill. Lynch says she regrets tarmac meeting with Clinton. Well, now they're just saying that meeting never happened. I mean, just ask Snopes. Continuing, Arizona elector Obama should have publicly discouraged anti-Trump death threats. It's a full-on onslaught. Yeah, but they just have Nancy Pelosi's daughter come on air and imply that I gave her a death threat. See, just invert what you're doing or edit what Alex says then, you know, about her funding jihadis to rape and murder kids and just say, I said she was doing it in the pizza place and then have outrage with your zombie viewers. PA electors get police protection because they're getting harassed so intensely. That's how the Post-Gazette of the loving liberals. Coup or no coup, what to watch for is the Electoral College votes on Monday. And we're now Monday. They're supposed to vote today across the states. There'll be lots of circuses as they get together to vote. We'll be tracking all of that right in the nightly news tonight and tomorrow, obviously live. But December 19th, the meeting of electors, they meet in each state to select the president and vice president of the United States. The electors record their votes in six original certificates of vote, which are paired with the remaining six original certificates of ascertainment. The electors sign and seal and certify the packages of electoral votes and immediately send them to federal and state officials as detailed in the accompanying instructions. The president of the Senate or archivist on December 28th of the United States and other designated federal and state officials must have the electoral votes in hand. January 6th of 2017, the Congress meets in joint session to count the electoral votes unless Congress passes a law to change the date. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton is engaged in massive race baiting. Bill Clinton says Trump knows how to get angry white men to vote for him, even though lying slick Bill when he hit on the pedophile Epstein's plane. That's a fact. That isn't a rumor right there. No sirree, Bob. When he's not doing that, he's not telling you that the same whites that put Obama in are the same white Midwest voters that voted for Trump because they want change and prosperity back. But he's going to make it racial so that minorities who are the new majority in most areas don't feel like when they hear about free market or wealth, that's something they can be involved in. That's really how Bill Clinton's broken strategy works, is divide and conquer. He admits it. Let's continue here. University offers class on the problem of whiteness. Yeah, they have these all over the country. University of Southern California, see, demonizing whites. And now all the minorities get to learn with other white leaders how to gang up and be race bullies. Literal KKK behavior. Don't worry, though. We're going to play this when we come back. Video. UVA students signed petition to ban Christmas. That's right. And now they're also banning the word holiday. It's all about banning words, book burning. Huffington Post Syrian refugee columnist, cultural enrichment expert, says women to blame for New Year's sex attacks for being out alone at night. The Cologne mayor said the same thing. You know, you're 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, you're going home on a subway, you get gang raped, your problem, sweetie. This is from the loving liberals. No. Meanwhile, there's more cultural enrichment in Turkey as the Russian ambassador got gunned down at an art display for the community. As the man screamed, Allah Akbar, you kill, you die in Aleppo, you die here. Showing he's a Wahhabist jihadi. Aha! He'll probably get a year in prison. Meanwhile, Meanwhile, Obamacare screws all Americans. Obamacare subsidies set to increase by $10 billion as costs spiral out of control. Then we're going to get into a bunch of news about the head of the IMF convicted. Oh, we'll break that down, play a bunch of clips I mentioned, and more straight ahead here on the InfoWar. I'm Alan Jones. The content's down.
A new CD that just came out, maybe yesterday on Beatle Records. Ho, ho, ho again, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Sending out an SOS. We're 31 days out from President Trump being president, hopefully stopping the treason, stopping the federal funding of Black Lives Matter and all these race riot groups, trying to stabilize the country, get some jobs back here. We are seeing just weaponized corporate evil run rampant. Since I mentioned these clips, let me go to some of these. Here's a clip, as I mentioned, Electoral College members received death threats for promising to confirm Donald Trump as president. Here it is.
So this one came in a day before the election. Hey, blankhead, I'll find you and put a bullet in your fat blanking mouth.
Death threats fill Michigan elector Michael Benarian's social media accounts.
So this is a tweet I received, has a picture of a noose on it.
His mailbox packed with demands coming from around the country. 2,000 just this week, he says.
Oregon, Oklahoma, Washington State.
I am so sorry.
The mailman even interrupting our interview to deliver another 600 letters, all calling on him not to vote for Donald Trump. Something Benarian, along with Michigan's 15 other electors, pledged to do, regardless of the pressures.
I've had death wishes, people just saying, I hope you die, do society a favor, throw yourself in front of a bus. And just recently I was reading a blog about me, and unfortunately these people not only called for the burning of myself, but my family, which is completely out of line.
Benarian has no choice. Michigan state law keeps him from changing his vote. Electors in 27 other states and the District of Columbia also have what are known as faithless elector laws. But in 22 states, electors can go rogue. Anti-Trump groups are not letting up, posting the names and addresses of 283 electors on the internet, encouraging people across the country to write the electors asking they vote against Trump.
What's incredible about that piece is CNN hardly ever tells the truth, but they did tell the truth there. But notice she's like, he doesn't have any choice. After they talk about murdering his family, he doesn't have any choice. Kind of like, well, people are upset. Like when the cops get killed, CNN has hosts that go, well, it is cops' fault. They're doing bad stuff. Oh, some cop might do something wrong in other states, so you shoot some other cop in another state in the back of the head? What? So a black guy does something wrong, so you go randomly shoot another black guy, or a white guy does something wrong, or a woman does something wrong? This is mental illness. And CNN is showing the websites, giving it attention to hype this up with their viewers. Can you imagine what would happen if I did one-tenth of this? I'd be arrested, and I should. Instead, they have Nancy Pelosi's daughter on Fox, CNN, you name it, going, I'm not trying to have a coup or overthrow an election. That's a lie by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who sent people to threaten to kill me. They had Pelosi reportedly contact the attorney general to have some criminal investigation of me. I never said anything about her, but that she was trying to overthrow the election, which they admit they are. Anna says she looks like Frankenstein after she was doing all that. I mean, looks like Frankenstein with a wig, big square head. I mean, you do look like Frankenstein, lady. You're even uglier than your mother. I'm sorry, but you want to get personal, there I am. I shouldn't do that. I apologize. You have an ugly soul, okay? And you're a liar. But here they are doing all this. I mean, 600 letters came in one day. A bunch of them threatening to kill him. Then let's go out to break with these hysterical New Hampshire folks. They're trying to organize states to force people to go with a popular vote and overthrow Trump. But they're not trying to overthrow the election. I'm fake news for saying that. Here it is.
I think it is almost beyond belief that we have a woman who has won 2.5 million more votes than the person who won the election.
You know what? Hit pause. This is so horrible. I want to give this justice on the side of the break. I need to talk about this. If you're not a TV viewer, you don't see it. It's these women sitting around like they've all found their children dead, okay, in the basement. They're just going, it's unbelievable. We have a woman, and now she doesn't get it. When they're the people that thought Hillary was a shoo-in, saying, now, Trump may win the popular, but if she wins the electoral, because the way the map looks, we got to go with it. That's our system, to give states that have smaller populations a little bit higher proportional, just maybe one percentage point, so that they don't get bullied. Kind of like senators used to be appointed by the state legislatures, so the states had power. The House members were popularly elected. They got rid of that with the 17th Amendment. Also snuck through around Christmas time in 1913, like they're sneaking through all this internet censorship right now. But now they're just like, it's because she's a woman. Has nothing to do with it. If you'd have run a woman that was half decent, she'd have beaten Trump. Bernie Sanders probably wouldn't have beaten Trump, the poll show. But no, you had to run another Clinton. The problem wasn't that she was a woman. The problem was she was a dirtbag kingpin Clinton, a blood-sucking Clinton.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Jordan Maxwell is really hard to get on the radio. In fact, whenever I ask him, he doesn't come on. He comes on when he wants to. And I looked into it. He's had a lot of threats, a lot of harassment. They have really come after him, and he's elderly. He was pretty much a cult insider, not into black magic stuff, but he was given entry into some of those high-level Blavatsky-type deals. Because I've studied it deeply, and I can tell you he can teach you a lot. So it's hard to get him on, but he says such big stuff's happening, he wanted to come on. And so he's going to be joining us. Why Democrats are so angry with the election. There is a much bigger movement going on around the world that no one sees. Words are very important to mislead people. The video Alex and I talked about is now done. He wants us to show that. He says he has a new research website with everything on it. He wants to talk about a lot of other stuff. Okay, so that's Jordan Maxwell joining us in the next hour. And we have David Knight hosting the fourth hour today. So that is all coming up. It's not just survival for this show. The reason they hate me is that, I want to explain this, people talk but they don't do the work. I have read hundreds of history books, hundreds, because I would get addicted to them. In fact, until I was about 27 and started having children, I read probably 3 hours every night, and I can pretty much speed read. So I've read, let's not exaggerate, I'm not bragging, I just keep saying hundreds, and it sounds like an exaggeration. I've probably read 200 naval history books of the U.S., England, France, China, Japan, the Netherlands, the Romans, the Greeks. I mean, I really got into naval stuff for some reason on a jag for about 2 years. I've read probably, I usually burn out at about 200. Buying and going to the library, having library deliver books. I've probably read 300 books on the Nazis. Another 100 on the World War II alone, probably 50 on World War I. Probably about 50 or so on Rome. I've read two of Plato's books, one of Aristotle's, three of Nietzsche's. I've read both of Carol Quigley's books. I've read five of Zbigniew Brzezinski books. I used to read every 2 months Foreign Affairs, had a subscription to it. Used to go down in college. The only place that sold newsstands is also a porn shop. One side was news. It was called News. One side was periodicals from all over the country that came in daily or a day after. The other side was porn. And they used to see me in there almost every day. I'd say, oh, Alex Jones. People make a joke. I'd be walking out. Even once I was on air, the internet wasn't very big by like 98 still. People that were listening would see me walking out of the porn shop with the newspapers in the morning. Oh, what porn are you into? I'd go, oh, you know, government disinformation porn, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post. But I don't know why I'm digressing off. I used to be a bookworm. I'll be honest with you. I read magazines now, and I scan government documents, and I cheat sheet new books because they'll be scanned online. I didn't buy Rockefeller's book, Reflections about World Government. I just read the subpages online about world government stuff. So I haven't read a book. It's weird. I've read a book in like 5 years. And before that, I might read like a book every few months. I mean, I've just quit reading books. It's a luxury I had to give up because I'm fighting now. I'm reading breaking stuff. I'm that committed. I don't watch TV anymore except to monitor it. I might see a movie once a week now at home. And I'm not bragging. I'm explaining something. I know what I'm talking about. I have a big historical index. I have a current contemporary index. I have a near past index. I read a lot of near future futurist indexes. And I know what the elite are saying and doing. And here's the frustrating part. I've talked about it nauseam, but I'll say it again. 90%+ of what the globalists are doing is published. I mean, I read stuff in the 60s by top colleges saying, we're going to promote boys being girls and girls being boys and add chemicals in the water and do this to break up the family. I don't hate anybody that's been confused and told they're a girl with the chemicals and stuff, and sometimes it's natural. But the point is they're pushing you in that way as part of an agenda. It's a fact. It's not my opinion. And once people have been inducted into this stuff as their identity, they don't want to go back. It's who they are. It's who they know. I use the Omega Man allegory. He's the scientist, the lone guy to live. Everybody else has like this zombiosis. Most of them are retarded. Some of ruling guild, or it's kind of the Morlocks and the Eloy line of H.G. Wells, are intelligent. They're basically vampires. He's like, listen, my blood will cure you. They go, dude, we don't want it. You're dead, okay? I mean, that's what I feel like is Omega Man, quite frankly. And it is a cultural disease, all this stuff. And they're doing it on purpose. So you want to sit here and throw spears at me all day, knock yourselves out, man. I, as a human, can't stop but warn you. I mean, I used to be so neurotic about proving things to people that I sent off to several universities and got copies, paid their libraries, because I didn't want to travel to Kansas and New York. And I got the letters of Margaret Sanger that are around here somewhere. I did a TV show on it, did some radio shows like 12 years ago. And it was hundreds of pages of how blacks aren't human and how they're going to hire all the liberal preachers to control the black movement, how they're going to break up the family and make women be promiscuous so that men are promiscuous so they won't stay with women, so that kids get raised by the state. And then we're living it. We're experiencing it. And the people that are under it are mad that you're even telling them what did it to them. If you want to stay like that, That's your business. Just know it was done to you 9 times out of 10. Now, I'm not just talking about the cover of National Geographic and, you know, showing a little kid who they tell you is a woman and their school teaches you you're a woman. That's the school involving your child's sexuality. It's pedophilia. It's NAMBLA. Not in my view. It's a fact. The UN accepts NAMBLA. They say it's our agenda. Why do you think Salon comes out and says it's okay for men to want 5-year-old girls? Is it okay for me to slit their throats? The men? So, this is what this is all about. And because we've built such an incredible civilization that empowers people to not have to work, they can sit around bitching all day at those of us that still produce as if we're the enemy, because they're in innate competition with our virile ingenuity and civilization building spark that men carry. Women carry it as well, but they build the nest. It's a saying I coined. Women like nest, and women like nesting, because they are nests. Feminists say you're not a nest. You're not a loving creature that creates another human through a fusion, a spliced clone of you, your ancestors, and your mate's ancestors, some beautiful, magical thing. No, it's a parasite. Kill it. But then Gloria Steinem has 4 or 5 kids or whatever it is. You know, I mean, this is how, you know, Ted Turner says you shouldn't be able to have kids, but you can have 5. You know, it's all about them. They're going to have cars. They're going to have jets. They're going to have air conditioning. They're going to do whatever they want. You're not. Because they're selfish pigs. So I want to get into the hacking of the election. Oh, the Chinese communist and the Saudi Arabian loon royalty and the EU and the Pope and everybody gang raped the American psyche to sell us on tyranny. And it didn't work. We rejected it, just like Brexit did. It's like Italy just rejected the globalist takeover, the expansion of EU power and EU troops to be stationed there. That's what it was. Total veto power by the EU over Italy, ending their government. The Italians said, you know, our government's got problems, but we'll take it over. Legrand, who just got convicted of corruption, basically. They called it negligence that they've got Swiss bank accounts and they don't pay taxes. And the whole Socialist Party got caught in France basically not paying taxes. Let me give you a little newsflash. When they raise taxes to 101% on the middle class, that's the middle class selectively they're enforcing on to bankrupt. You don't believe me? Google, France raises taxes to 101%. You'll get it. That's a regressive tax to bankrupt you. It's war. It's siege. It's what the globalists do. But before I get to that, let's go ahead and go back to the clip I mentioned. Oh, just these... It's a woman, the first time we've got a woman. It's a fake face on a Politico. Aren't we all sad, ladies? And they're up there at a state house meeting room to make it look all official. And, yeah, we're going to move to have the state say that we're going to go with the nation's popular vote and then switch our electors to that. Yeah, but we're not trying to coup the president. There's no movement to overthrow, they said, for a month, so we wouldn't organize a resistance. I'm like, they're going to try to take it. They're going to try to take it the 19th. And even if that fails, they're going to try to take it until the 6th of January. Then they're going to try to kill Trump. And they're going to start a war with Russia. They're going to start it in Syria. That's my intel. You know, you see it all happening. All happening. But see, they want to deny it's happening so you don't organize, so we can't stop it. Then they jump to the next line, hoping you haven't paid attention to what I've covered and what I've said, so they can move on to the next attack. You see, why in World War I with the Germans and the Allies blare on loudspeakers that, this is not an assault. An armistice has been declared. No one's fighting. Everything's fine. Psychological warfare was first being tested out then. It was seen as very, very, you know, illegal, but it's still tested. Because if you even get 2 or 3% of the enemy to lay down their guns, you can overrun them. Or at least they hesitate and are now thinking it's all over, don't fight, instead of committing to the fight. An allegory, a parable, an example of this is Saving Private Ryan, based on a composite of a lot of true things that happened, but it's still overall fiction, like The Patriot. And they're wrestling around in this shot-up apartment building, and the GI gets the better of the German soldier, and he's got the big knife, the bayonet, about to drive it into him, and the German goes, shh, stop, stop, I'm your friend, no. And the American goes, oh, okay, we're friends. He uses that to rotate him around and drive the knife right into his heart. And that's why they do it. There are no death panels. Obamacare is free. There is no IRS penalty. Alex Jones is lying. Matt Drudge is fake news. Don't listen. There are no drones. The borders are not open. No diseases are coming across. There is no inflation. I went to look and see at the Alamo Draft House how much Rogue One was. As my kids wanted to go, though it's a feminist brainwashing film like everything else. I wouldn't care if it was a few films of feminist brainwashing, like all of them. But I'm going to go with an educational thing, I thought. It was $25 for an adult. Oh, there's no inflation, though. That some showings are that, others are lower. They're like testing to see what you'll do. Well, some are only 15. I mean, you know. Don't worry, kids are only 12. But there's no inflation because the TV said so. Let's go to these whining babies. Here it is.
I think it is almost beyond belief that we...
I love how it's always 90% women at these meetings, and they're all like, we're women, we're powerful, we're together. It's all this emptiness, as if these women would do anything for each other. Women are meaner to women on average. They won't give loans to other women as much. It's all known in every culture. It's all fake posing. They've always got the beta men sitting in the background who are good and do what the women tell them to prove that they're a big man. Here, let's back up the start again. We've got the big mommy up there to steal the popular vote of the state, and she's the big mommy. Let's hear the big mommy. Here it is.
I think it is almost beyond belief that we have a woman who has won 2.5 million more votes than the person who wins the electoral vote.
By the way, let's hit pause. Start over again. Look at this guy who looks at her like she's God. That's the whole thing they do. Like, she's the leader. She's admired. All of it scripted at a government facility to make it look like it's all official and powerful. All of it scripted by these phony politicos. Look at the smug look on that blonde's face, little pig face. It's like a Chinese executioner. I mean, you ever watch the videos of them executing men, women, and children in China? They just have this look of pleasure. Like, They bring out, you know, and it's all like, because they're going to get the taxes. They're going to get control. They're going to run things. These are all politicos in New Hampshire feeding on people. They're in charge. They have the will to dominate. They want to prove themselves. They want to run your life. They want to take your guns. Your kids belong to them. Let's go back to them.
I think it is almost beyond belief that we have a woman who has won 2.5 million more votes than the person who wins the electoral vote.
Would you organize illegals to vote dead people?
And I'd like to address that.
We want to destroy the country if we can't.
Onto the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. It's a real mouthful. For those of us who are not familiar with it,
who stole the money from her?
Nancy Griffin's
so liberal. And lost all the wars. I love her. A woman.
The U.S. states and the District of Columbia to award all their respective electoral votes to whichever presidential candidate wins the overall popular vote in the 50 states and
but
the district.
No one wants to overthrow the election. No. No, it's a fake news. Don't listen to Alex.
Would modify the way participating states implement Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the Constitution, which requires each state legislature to define a method to appoint its electors to vote.
They're so proud of themselves. They're going to overthrow the evil white male.
The Constitution does not mandate any particular legislative scheme for selecting electors, and instead vests state legislatures with the exclusive power to choose how to allocate its own electors. Adoption of the compact would not require...
They've broken this. They're so upset because they have no identity. Just killing America is their only identity.
The compact is designed to ensure that the candidate who wins the most...
Oh, thank God the communist Chinese are going to censor America. Oh, we've got allies. Oh, are you running death vans? Oh, you're so cute. Oh, I love Kim Jong-un, too.
As of this day,
thanks for installing him.
...been adopted by 10 states and the District of Columbia. which together have 165 electoral votes.
So they're hatching to get 10 states to ignore the popular vote and use state authority to order electors, change the law, to vote for Hillary.
This opportunity to bring attention
ignoring their state votes.
And to encourage us all to study its provisions and to you, Mr. Secretary, perhaps to report to the public and today's electors.
Yes, report to the public, yes.
And if it is favorable, helping us
turn. This is in the State House, as New Hampshire is about to seat its delegates.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Its electors. Yay, yeah, oh. And we can have Hillary's brain in a jar. But again, there's talk this week by right-wing extremists, disinformation, fake news, liar-in-chief, these are all real statements, about a claim to overthrow Trump. Can you believe the extremism of this nutball? That was 3-4 weeks ago when they were first organizing this fiasco. They didn't want us to build opposition. No, they wanted us to stand around and go, that'll never happen. Yeah, good luck. But instead, we've been here opposing it, trying to warn people so they'd be involved. And I guess they don't want Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com up right now when this happens today because the globalists hooked up with the communist Chinese are hitting us with one, if not the biggest, zombie spam bot attacks with a bunch of other stuff we've ever seen. But right now, the shopping cart is back up, InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there while you can. Free shipping extended this week. 50% off many items, and it's a fight for the First Amendment. We need those funds to operate. Plus, these are great items. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
we know the communist Chinese. We know the mainstream media. We know the illegals pouring into the country. We know the dead people that the Democrats were getting their names and going out and voting. We have it all on video, their own top people admitting the fraud. And now the Democrats want to come in and have 10 states they're organizing. They always hate states' rights, claim they have no power. But now states to organize and say they're going to honor the national popular vote. That's Republican states. And take all the votes away and give tens of millions to Hillary. What a creepy, weird thing to say. But it's okay because Hillary's a woman. And now, we've been covering this for several weeks when a bunch of different states, including Georgia, had officials come out and say, look, we had Homeland Security computers breaking in on election night going after the voting servers. Well, Homeland Security said they had to protect things. Remember what Roger Stone said a month before Homeland Security even announced in response to myself and Trump that they were going to, quote, take over the election to, quote, protect it from the Russians? He said, watch the watchers. Watch DHS come in and claim they're going to take over. WSB-TV, Channel 2, Atlanta, has one of the reports. More states confirm suspected cyber attacks sourced to Department of Homeland Security. And, of course, trying to flip the votes to Hillary. DHS responds to hacking accusations from Georgia. Says, it's preposterous. Of course it is. They're just openly screaming bloody murder and aren't prosecuting people saying, kill Donald Trump. And CNN's like, this poor elector, people want to kill him. It's not his fault. Here is the report.
Jovita, secretaries of state offices run state election systems. And as the scope of this story grows, so does the number of questions, a lot of red flags that remain unresolved.
We need somebody to dig down into this story and figure out exactly what happened.
Another demand for answers from Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. On Thursday, we confirmed election agencies in West Virginia and Kentucky have also traced suspected cyber attacks on its networks in November to the same DHS IP address Kemp's office already linked to a massive unauthorized vulnerability scan of his agency's firewall that same month.
So now this just raises more questions that haven't been answered about this and continues to raise the alarms and the concern that I have.
Through an open records request, we got a hold of the results of a survey Kemp asked the National Association of Secretaries of State send to its members. West Virginia wrote back, this IP address did access our election night results on November 7, 2016. Kentucky responded, the same IP address did touch the Kentucky online voter registration system on one occasion. November 1st, 2016. In a letter this week, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson told Kemp the department sourced the mid-November activity in Georgia to a federal contractor conducting what he called normal internet searches on the Secretary of State's website. The problem for Kemp,
we haven't been able to recreate this the way they've explained it to us.
And Kemp told us DHS has yet to explain at least nine other suspected network scans linked to DHS IP address over the last year on or around important primary and presidential election dates in Georgia. Kemp's call for answers amplified now by the National Association of Secretaries of State. The main challenge.
We have one administration leaving town and another coming in. And so it does remain to be seen just who will be left holding the bag if we don't get a great explanation on what has occurred very soon.
And in an emailed statement, the Kentucky Secretary of State's office told us it believes the IP address that sparked all of this did not attack its system. West Virginia Secretary of State and the Department of Homeland Security did not respond to our request for comment.
So they blame Trump for what they've been caught doing. We'll be back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Third hour straight ahead, Jordan Maxwell.